The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Afnun Hey, the Gemara in Nozot Afnun Hey Med Aleph discusses a machlokes tanon between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. What is the halacha of a oil zarek? So oil, do we say oil zarek shmei oil? Mar savar that oil zarek loy shmei oil. What's an oil zaruk? So the Gemara explains that an oil zaruk is a oil, it's a room, it's a box that has a roof and has walls and has a bottom. And the halacha, the question that the Gemara is discussing is, even though we know the rule, the halacha is that if that the mace is metame b'oil, if there is a roof on top of the mace and there's a pesach tefach in between the mace, the dead body, and the roof, since the roof is considered an oil, the rule is that an oil stops the tumah. A roof will stop the tumah will not go through the roof, unless the roof is mekabel tumah. But if the roof is made out of material that's not mekabel tumah, in these circumstances, it will stop the tumah. So the question is, a oil, I have a roof that is on top of a mace, however, this roof is moving. That's called an oil zarek. It's an oil, it's a roof, but it's moving, it's zarek, it's being thrown, it's in motion. Because it's in motion, we have a machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Yehuda, as the Gemara discusses. The Gemara wants to say that this is a machloikis between Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Yehuda, if it is considered an oil and it will stop the tumah, and if it's not considered an oil, and it will not stop the tumah. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumas Meis, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hei, paskins that an oil zoruk is not any kari oil. It's not considered an oil. And therefore, according to the Psak of the Rambam, an oil zoruk, this oil, and any oil that's moving, a roof that is moving, will not be considered a chatzitza, and therefore the tumah will go through. So, this has very practical ramifications on anyone who is a kohen, because the halacha is, as we know, that a kohen has a special mitzvah, that kohen is not allowed to be metame to a mace. Kohen cannot become tummy, so he cannot go on top of any caver, he cannot go on top of a dead body or on top of a grave, because the tumah goes up from the grave, and if he is on top of it, he is an oil, he's mahil, he is an oil on top of the tumah, and he will become tummy. And the question is, what would be the halacha if the kohen would be in an oil, underneath an oil, the kohen would be a oil in between the kohen and the kever, so then he would be tar. However, what if that oil is moving? What would be the halacha if the kohen would be inside a car, and the car would be driving over a highway, and underneath the highway there would be dead bodies? What would be the halacha if there would be a Beis HaKvaris, there would be a cemetery on the side of the highway, and there would be trees that hang over, that are mile, the trees are on top of the kvarim, and the trees are also extended on top of the highway. Would a kohen be allowed to drive underneath those trees? And the third case, third scenario, what would be the halacha if there would be two cars on the highway? One of them would be driven by a kohen would be inside one car, and the other car would be a car that would have a mace inside. It was transporting a dead body on the way to the Beis HaKvaris. What would be the halacha if both cars are on the highway and they both go into a tunnel? In such a situation, the tunnel is an oil and the tunnel is being mile on top of both of them. So in all these situations, it would depend on the status of the car. The car, assuming that the car itself is not mekabel tumah, the car could be an oil. And since the kohen is inside the car, it's chaytitz. However, the problem is that there is, since the Rambam paskins that an oil zork is loishne oil, he paskins like the Manda Omer that it's not considered oil, therefore this car will not be chaytitz. And since this car will not be chaytitz, therefore in all the cases mentioned above, there would be an isser for the kohen to remain in that car, because he's inside an area that will render him tummy. And similarly, the same way that a car would be considered oil zork, a plane would also be considered oil zark. And therefore, in a situation where a plane would fly over Beis HaKvaris, which a number of years it was discovered that there are certain situations where it could, we found that there were planes in Eretz Yisrael that were taking off, and immediately after takeoff they would fly over a Beis HaKvaros. So there was a big tumult at the time that this is a very big problem, because the airplane itself is oil zarek lo shmei oil. Since oil zarek lo shmei oil, therefore as soon as it goes on top of the Beis HaKvaros, it's going to become tummy, and everything inside will become tummy, and therefore the kain will become tummy. And therefore it was a big problem that was tried to be solved, that the kain would not be allowed to go on such an airplane. Now there is a potential heder for an airplane over a car, because there's a Mishnah in Olis. The Mishnah in Olis, Perkes Mishnah Aleph, discusses the case of a talis hamnaf nefes. Talis hamnaf nefes is a piece of article of clothing that's floating in the wind. It's not anchored to anything, and it's being blown by the wind. So the Mishnah over there discusses, what if a person is walking down the street, and next to him there is a mace, so he does not become tummy because there's no roof on top of him. But let's say there's something flying, there's this beged, this talus, the nafnefes, that's blowing on top of him, that happens to be on top of the person and the mace at the same time. The Mishnah says that the person will not become tummy, because a talus and nafnefes does not carry over the tumah. It's not considered an oil to carry the tumah over to anything else that's underneath it, and therefore the person will not become tummy. So a practical application would be that a kohen does not have to worry that maybe if he's walking next to a Beis HaKvaros, that an airplane, if it would fly on top of him, would be on top of the kohen and on top of the mace at the same time. That's not a problem. He doesn't have to worry about such a situation. The question would be, could we extend this heter, this kul of talus and nafnefes, to the talus itself? Does the talus itself become tamei or not? What would the talus itself was directly on top of the mace? So we say that anything underneath the talus will not become tame. But the Mishnah does not discuss if the talus itself is tame, if the talus itself is tar. In fact, we find that the rash over there is mashma, that the talus itself will not become tame, and it's not considered that it's mail. There's a chesaron in the pool of mail. It's not considered that it's on top of the mace at all. And the Chazanish says, according to this rash, we would actually have a heter for somebody on a plane to go over a Beis HaKvaros, because in such a situation, he is a talus and nafnefes. He's something moving in the sky. He's not anchored in one place. And therefore we'll say that the kohen and everything in the plane will not be mekabel tumah, even if it flies over a Beis HaKvaros. However, the Chaznish himself says this is only a das yochid. So according to the other Rishonim, we have no proof, and we would not allow to be matir in such a case. Another common shiloh that comes up for a kohen traveling by plane is under certain circumstances. There are times where there are mason, people are nifter, and their bodies are transported to Eretz Yisrael. People are nifter in Chutz Laaretz, and their bodies are brought to Eretz Yisrael to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. How are the bodies brought to Eretz Yisrael? Obviously, they have to be put on a plane. So the mace is brought and put on the plane, and it's put in the cargo hold together with the rest of the luggage underneath the plane. So the question is a kohen allowed to be on that plane or not? Would there be a problem for a kohen to go on such a plane? Now, first of all, the mace and the kohen are in different compartments of the plane. Right? The area where the passengers sit is not the same area where the mace is kept, where the cargo is kept. It's kept in a separate area. So for that, we might say that maybe it was a chatzitza, there would be some sort of a partition in between them, so it would not be making tummy. However, that would only be true if the wall that separates the mace and the kohen is not mekabel tumah, which is most likely that the walls of the airplane, which are made out of metal mostly, would be considered something which is mekabel tumah, being that metal is a davar mekabel tumah. So number one, if we assume that the airplane is made out of a material that's mekabel tumah, which most likely it is, it's not chaytitz. So therefore, even though it would be a separate compartment, and even if we assume that there are no openings at all from the two compartments, it would still be a problem, and anybody in the passenger area would become tumah. Even if we say that the airplane is not mekabel tumah, there's still another potential problem, which is the problem of a kever sosum, which the Gemara discusses earlier in Daphne Gimel and Dalit, that when a mace is inside a kever, and the kever is completely sealed, and there are no openings, so the sheet of Taisus over there is that, and the Rambam also as well, is that the Tumah breaks through, the Tumah goes out of that oil. And Tumah breaks out of that kever. And the oil, the roof on top, will not stop the Tumah from going through. So in a situation where we have the mace inside the cargo hold, and the cargo hold is bolted shut, and there are no openings, it's not going to be opening until the end of the flight, such a case, one could argue that that would be considered a kever sosam, and therefore the Tumah would go through, even if the plane is made out of a dover that is not mekabel Tumah. And again, everyone, including the potential kohen in that area, would be mekabel Tumah. However, there is a tzad to be mekel. There is a tzad to say that it's possible that the kohen will not be mekabel Tumah, and therefore he will be allowed to go on the plane, because you find the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Tumas Meis over there on that Rambam that we mentioned before in Perikin Aleph, that the Mishnah Lamelech says that even though an oil zaruk is not considered an oil, and therefore an oil zaruk, it will not be chaytet b'fnei tumah. However, if somebody has a mace, and the mace is inside a house, mace inside a very large oil, and inside that house, inside that oil, there is another oil, a separate oil, and that oil is an oil zaruk, the Mishnah Lamelech says that an oil zaruk that's inside an oil will be chaytetz. Which means to say that Mishnah Lamelech holds that the only time we say oil zaruk lo yishmei oil is when the oil zaruk, this car or this plane, is directly on top of the mace. The mace is underneath, or the mace is on top. The oil zaruk is underneath the mace, directly underneath the mace, and directly on top of the mace. In such a situation, we say that this oil zaruk is not chaytetz. However, when the mace and the oil zaruk are both underneath a different oil, a different roof, one larger roof, then the halacha is that the Mishnah Lamelech speculates and says most likely that in such a situation the oil zaruk will have the ability to be chaytetz. And the premise is based on that there's a difference between when the tumah goes up from on top of the mace. It's considered like a tumas mago. It's not considered like a tumas oil, but a tumas oil zaruk would be considered a chatzitza, because it's not considered a separate oil. It's only not chaytis for tumas mago. Whatever the pshat in the Mishnah Lamelech is, lamaisa, we have a very strong eitzah according to the Mishnah Lamelech, because according to the Mishnah Lamelech, if we consider the two separate areas of the plane, the area where the mace is and the rest of the luggage, and the area where the kohen is, so in such a case, we can say that if the area where the kohen is sitting is considered an oil zaruk, a smaller oil that is within, that is in the greater oil, which is the entire plane, assuming it would be made like that, then in such a case we can say that he would not be mekabel tumah. He would not become tumah, and therefore he would be allowed to be on that plane. However, practically speaking, the Mishnah Lamelech doesn't help, because this that oil zaruk will be chaytetz is only true according to the Mishnah Lamelech so long as that it's moving. However, if it's not moving, this rule doesn't apply, and therefore the problem would be, how would the kohen get on the plane before it starts moving? So long as the oil is, the plane is not moving, we have a problem. And definitely, so long as there would be some sort of opening in between the two compartments, there would be a problem. And unless there would be a way to get the kohen on the plane after it's already moving, which is not really feasible. There is another eitzah that's discussed. I'm not sure exactly how practical the eitzah is, but there is an eitzah which is discussed, that the halacha is that in an oil mace, if you have a mace inside a room, the halacha is that if you have a tzomid puzzle inside that room, anything inside this tzomid puzzle, what the Torah calls a tzomid puzzle, does not become tummy. So what is a tzomid puzzle? A tzomid puzzle is something which is not mekabel tumah. The Torah's example is a klicheres. The outside of a klicheres is not mekabel tumah. The klicheres can only become tummy from the inside. So if you cover the kli, you cover the pack, and now there is no way for the tumah to get inside, and it's sealed, There, in such a situation, the tumah cannot go in, and the Torah says that it saves everything inside it. And therefore, if a kohen were to take a material like a plastic or something like that, which is not mekabel tumah, and he would take a plastic bag that covers his entire body, and he would cover himself entirely with this bag, he would be completely inside the bag, and the bag would need to be sealed because the halach of etzam apostle requires a seal. There's a discussion if it actually needs a seal of something which is sticky, or the fact that you could zipper it up might be enough. This is a shaila in the Achronim, how to understand Pshat in the Mishnah in Kalim. So in such a case, a kohen could conceivably travel on an airplane, even if there would be a mace on top of the airplane, mace inside the airplane, because if he is inside the Tumah Pasul, he will not become tummy. Now, I mentioned, I don't know how practical it is, because probably would be dangerous for a person to completely seal himself inside a plastic bag. He would have to make holes in order to breathe. And once he makes holes inside the Tumah Pasul, then there's a very big sugya. The Mishnayos and Kalim discuss how large does a hole have to be, a hole inside the Tumah Pasul, in order for the Tumah to get inside, which is a big machlokes Rishonim, and it depends what type of holes they are. So there would be a very big discussion if, once he made these holes, he might have ruined his entire hatzol. These are some of the issues that plague a kohen who wants to travel by plane. I'd just like to mention at the end, as a warning, that's something that I don't know if it's true or if it's not. I read recently that in the airport in Chicago, O'Hare Airport in Chicago, which was recently begun a certain renovation project, that one of the renovations required adding a runway on top of an area that already had graves. They took a graveyard, or they will take a graveyard, and they're planning on building a runway on top of the kvar. So, I don't know if it's true. And second of all, if it is taka true that they are planning to do such a thing, in such a situation, it would most probably be usur for a kohen to go on such a plane that's taking off from such a runway. Because the halacha is that even though the kvarim are kibrei akum, the kvarim of goyim, and kibrei goyim are not mitamei ba'oil, however, a person is not allowed to go directly on top of a kever. A kohen is not allowed to go directly on top of a kever because it could possibly be a tumas mago, it could be tumas tutsa, that's bekaz va'oil. So in such a situation, a person would have to be mevar, a person who's a kohen would have to be mevar, if this is taka true, that the runway would taka go over such a thing, it would be also for a kohen to go on that runway.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.